91X News.
It's 30 and sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Herron. Monday afternoon, during question period at Queen's Park, Northumberland Quinty West MP Lou Rinaldi faced backlash after he called Northern Ontario no man's land. The Liberals did not budge when the Conservatives called for Wynne's government to formally apologize. Speaker Dave Levac had to call the meeting to order after Rinaldi told the Conservatives to take it outside. North Bay Mayor Al McDonald said that the comments were a kick in the teeth. The trial of two top aides to former Liberal Premier Dalton McGuinty is hearing arguments about whether a key prosecution witness should be able to testify as an unbiased expert. Defense lawyer Scott Hutchinson told a Toronto court that former police officer Rob Ginong should be disqualified as a witness in the case. Hutchinson's son, Ginong, cannot be considered independent and impartial since he was an intimate member of the team that investigated and prosecuted Dave Livingston and Laura Miller. Both of them have pleaded not guilty to illegally destroying documents related to the Ontario government's cancellation of two gas plants ahead of the 2011 provincial election. A new report says at least 1,000 new rental units planned for the province have been cancelled since the government introduced new rent control rules in the spring. The report, which was commissioned by the Federation of Rental Housing Providers of Ontario, says that about 28,000 units were in the planning stages before the province's Fair Housing Plan was introduced. It says 1,000 of them have been cancelled or converted to condominiums. Housing Minister Peter Milznai says there are no plans to change the rules which cap annual rent increases in both older and newer buildings. As NAFTA negotiations continue, the Liberals are reminding farmers that they're on their side. Terry Pedwell reports.
Lawrence McCauley says the Liberal government wants to boost food exports under a revised NAFTA, telling agriculture industry reps today he understands the importance of the trade talks to them. But Conservative Foreign Affairs critic Aaron O'Toole says he's concerned the government isn't fighting hard enough to protect jobs in resource and other sectors during round three of the NAFTA negotiations.
Softwood lumber, resource industry, agriculture, we've yet to see the government articulate clear objectives for Canada.
Some of the thornier issues expected to come up in these talks involve the Canadian agriculture industry, especially since the U.S. wants greater access for its dairy products. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Trade experts and stakeholders have pointed out that because much is unknown about the United States' position in NAFTA, it could be tricky to get a deal done by December. Also south of the border, on September 25, 1957, nine African-American school kids started at Little Rock Central High School. Ernest Green was at the event and one of the first students to get his diploma.
None of us, 60 years ago, as we arrived in the back of Army Jeeps, knew that we would be standing here today.
Former U.S. President Bill Clinton delivered the anniversary speech, reminding everyone that in these challenging times, we all need to fight for freedom of speech. The U.S. Senate hearing today had some unexpected visitors. Protesters stormed the hearing, chanting, "No cut to Medicaid, save our liberty."
Okay, the committee is in recess. The committee will be in recess until we get order.
Senate Republicans are trying to make a last effort in passing legislation to replace Obamacare. Back up north, the federal government wants to answer the call when it comes to more research into psychedelic drugs for medical treatment. Health Minister Jeannette Petipa-Taylor is being pushed to support extensive research. This comes after Canadian researchers say that psychedelic therapies have shown promise in treating conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, mental health, and addiction. There is a petition circulating in the House of Commons which calls for several years of funding psychedelic research projects in hospitals and in universities. When it comes to getting information, there has been a revision to Canada's law surrounding police, spy, and border agencies. Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodall says that now three security agencies cannot disclose or request information when it would mean serious risk of torture that could not be managed through assurances from a foreign government. The directives mean the RCMP, Canadian Security Intelligence
Services.
Torture
and mistreatment are explicitly prohibited in the Charter of Rights, in the Criminal Code, and in virtually all of the international conventions to which Canada is a signatory. The new ministerial directive makes that point in very clear language.
The directives mean the RCMP, Canadian Security Intelligence Service, and Canada Border Services Agency could use torture-tainted information with the aim of stopping a terrorist attack. However, they prohibit disclosing or requesting information when there's a serious risk that could result in someone being abused in a foreign prison. Former U.S. soldier and leaker Chelsea Manning has been barred entry to Canada because of her criminal record. Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodall says he hasn't been allowed Manning in the country.
I mean, no such request has been made to me with respect to that matter. And when a Canada Border Service officer has exercised appropriately within their jurisdiction the judgment that they are called upon to make, I don't interfere in that process in any kind of a light or cavalier manner.
Manning posted a letter from Canadian immigration officials online today detailing the reason she was detained entry at a Quebec border crossing late last week. That's QNET News on 91X. It is 4:06. Sports is next.
My first time at college away from home. I thought this would be easier, but I don't even know what I'm going to eat. Everything is so far away. How did Mom ever pull this off?
Mark's No Frills is easy and affordable. Loyola students, take advantage of Belleville Transit's Route 9 bus that takes you directly to Bell Boulevard and Mark's No Frills. There you'll find everything you need to fill the shelves and fridge in your dorm room or apartment.
Great, I can stock up on the necessities, like pizza.
Yes, Mark's No Frills has that too. Bell Boulevard, just east of Sydney, and our prices won't be beat.
QNET Sports. Two original, six rivals face off in NHL preseason action tonight as the Toronto Maple Leafs host the Montreal Canadiens. Both teams are expected to ice lineups close to their opening game rosters. Also tonight, Ottawa takes on New Jersey in Summerside, Prince Edward Island. Winnipeg hosts Calgary, and Edmonton entertains Carolina. Toronto Raptors all-star DeMar DeRozan says the start of the new season is always a good feeling.
It's always great, you know, being in this moment, you know, new guys, couple rookies, you know, it's always exciting just to be able to get back into things and, you know, start from, you know, ground one.
Toronto Maple Leafs forward Austin Matthews says while he understands that professional athletes have the right to kneel during the U.S. national anthem to send a message, it's not something that he would do. The 20-year-old from Arizona says he believes taking a knee or otherwise protesting during the Star Spangled Banner is disrespectful.
I don't know if, you know, kneeling, sitting, stretching is really something I'd look into doing just because it's, you know, to me it's like a dishonor to the men and women that fight for that flag, fight for the U.S., so I don't think I'd be one of the people that would take part in that.
Over to the PGA, Xander Schofield ended his rookie season by winning the Tour Championship, while Justin Thomas ended his best season with the FedEx Cup. Thomas says he's thrilled to win the $10 million Cup bonus, even if he didn't capture the Tour Championship.
It's odd getting something so tremendous and one of my best achievements in my career without winning a golf tournament. So it is different, but it's still great.
In baseball, New York Yankees rookie Aaron Judge has tied the rookie record for home runs this season as he launched his 49th home run this afternoon against Kansas City. Toronto Blue Jays are in action tonight in Boston against the Red Sox. It starts a three-game series with pitcher Brett Anderson on the mound. Over to hockey, training camp has begun for the Belleville Senators. 24 players are looking to crack the roster, which The camp ends Friday. The Wellington Dukes and the Trenton Golden Hawks are both off the ice tonight. At Loyalist College, the women's soccer team will play at home Wednesday, kickoff at 6. The goaltender Hannah Baker is still playing with two broken fingers. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. High of 30 today, feeling close to 40 with that Humidex. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 17. For Tuesday, mainly sunny with a high of 30. The heat wave is expected to break Wednesday evening thanks to a cold front. At 4:10, it is 30. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Herron, QNET News on 91X, next at 5. Quiddies.